Hello, this is Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Joshua. Do you need assistance?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me know your first and last name.
1 second.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Let me know your first and last
yes,
name.
Sir. First name is Peter Tiffany.
What?
Rodriguez. Tiffany Rodriguez.
Tiffany Rodriguez? What is the phone number?
361-660-6041.
Can you repeat it for me?
361-660-6041.
Do you want to receive text messages with the ETA from the driver?
What's that?
The driver is going to send you the estimated time of arrival by text message. Do you want me to activate that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Message at the rates may apply. Let me know the policy number.
Give me 1 second. Is it a membership number?
Yeah.
Starts off 65-472-32008.
All right, can you repeat the number for me?
65-472-32008.
1 second. Do you have the producer code? It's a 5-digit number.
I got it. It's a 4-digit number on mine. Producer code 2732.
1 second. One moment. Can you give me the VIN number of your car?
The VIN number of the car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 2, C as in cat, 3, C as in cat, C as in cat, A as in Anthony, E as in elephant, G as in girl, X as in X-Men, E as elephant, H as Harry, 379757.
1 second.
It just broke down. It had stopped at the stop. Yes, it had stopped at the stop sign, and it just bogged down. I'm on the roadside assistance right now.
Okay.
I had
to push it out of the road.
You can if you want. I just finished. Well, my wife trying to push the handles. I did it by myself.
I think I'll do it.
Okay, that's fine. Out of the road, I know. Oh, we came actually just past because my daughter is the reason why we've been out here.
Can you let me know?
Yes, sir.
Can you let me know the zip code of your home address?
Home address? It's 78413.
All right,
I'm gonna have to push it.
Are you in the hold, sir?
That's all it does. And we just bought the car from this deal.
What year is it?
14.
I'm gonna call you.
Okay, so as soon as I pull this, it's gonna release it. The.
And what is the plan later of your policy?
Yes.
You're gonna have
to... He's talking to me.
Okay. Hold the red and hold the brake. Okay, hold the brake and pull that. Keep it. Hold it. And when we get in the front, you have to release the brake, but don't release too hard on us. Okay? And straighten up the wheel a little bit so it's a little.
Release this and then let it go, right?
No, because it's gonna try to go back. Okay. Yeah, so my stepdaughter. Okay, yeah, you know what? Let it roll. Let it go. Hold that thing, man. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. The cops were helping us push the car.
No, it's okay. Let me know the plan error of your policy number.
Does he need the number?
Yes.
I have it right here. Don't touch me. Okay, I got it. It's 65-47.
Oh, no, no. I need the plan letter.
Oh,
plan letter.
N. Is that producer code?
Yeah, now let me know the effective date of the membership.
Okay, one second. I'm trying to find it right now. I have all the paperwork on my phone, but y'all don't find it. Y'all can't see it with my name and my number.
Yeah, I'm having trouble to find it. That's why I need the effective date.
Okay, my effective date. I'm sorry, I found it. Effective date is 2/10/2022. Expiration is 8/9/2022.
Can you let me know your home address?
Yes, sir. It's 6702 Everhart, apartment H, as in him, 104. Corpus Christi, Texas, 78413. Wait, they have 6704 Everhart on my paperwork. I'm looking at it right now. Why the hell do they have that address? It's the wrong one.
This is our Corpus Christi.
Yeah, they have 6704 Everhart Road on here. I don't know why they have that.
Don't worry, I'm adding the information. 1 second.
Okay, awesome. I'll have to go get that fixed.
And what is your email address?
It's T as in Tammy, I, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, E as in Elephant, Y as in Yellow, 27AMFA@gmail.com.
1 second. What's the year and the make of your car?
It's a 2014 Chrysler 300. I have the VIN number if you need it.
1 second. You said Chrysler 300?
Yes, sir.
And what is the color?
White.
1 moment. All right, sorry for asking these questions. What the odometer says, shows?
It shows 107,573.
Very good. When did you buy this car?
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
2 or 3 months ago. Second. Looking at my paperwork, and on the 24-hour roadside assistance plan, it shows product 124 plan N. I don't know if that helps you.
All right, give me 1 second. Thank you.
meeting with the officer.
All right, so you are Tiffany, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm still trying to find you, okay? It's going to take me a couple of minutes, so I do apologize for the delay, all right?
Yes, sir. I can't believe you can't find me. Try the car again.
Never ever tell you that.
Nobody at your work has a Chrysler 300?
I don't know who that's going on.
Tiffany, is your policy associated with clear cover?
I don't know, sir. I bought it through Fred Loya. But I don't know who it's through. I'm just calling the number that they provided me on my paperwork.
All right.
And you can't find me?
Not yet,
but...
Do you want me to... spell my name, maybe? You're spelling it wrong? I'm not sure.
All right, give me 1 second. All right,
oh
can you
God,
spell... Go ahead and spell your name for me.
T as in Tom.
Just say it.
He's not going to understand it, but okay. I-S-S-N-E-Y.
Your last name?
Rodriguez. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
Yeah, nothing here. Give me 1 moment. Yes, Tiffany, I do apologize for the delay, but yeah, I don't find you in the system. Is there any way you can call your insurance company right now?
No, they're closed. I'm literally stuck. This is so inconvenient. I just paid for my insurance not even that long ago. This is the paperwork that they gave me. Like, this is the only number that they have available to call because it's after hours. Like, I don't understand if I pay for this, why am I not popping up with the number ID or anything?
I'm going to read back to you the policy number, right, just to make sure I'm not making any mistakes.
Let me get it. 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
65-4728.
No. No, I don't know what number you're looking at. I don't. That's not the number.
All right, 1 second.
You're talking about my membership ID number?
Mm-hmm. That's what I gave you.
No, that's not the number. The number is 65-55-71-95-87-8.
All right, hold on. Hold on, Tiffany. Hold on. Repeat that from the beginning.
65-55-71-95-878.
All right,
it says plan N. I'm card that, but I guess I'm worried about you.
No. Right here by Sonic in Portland. Huh? No, the cops came and helped me push it out. Nah, it's just cranking, it won't turn over. Like, it's turning, like it's the pulleys, everything's turning. It just won't start.
All right, Tiffany.
Yes. All right.
I don't know why I had another policy number. It was 6547. But also, I see that it shows here that your name is Diffney.
Yes, that's how I spell my name.
So it is not Tiffney. And why?
No, I don't know who told you I. No, nobody ever said I. When I spelled it out, I spelled it Tiffney.
All right. My mistake then. And yeah, I see that is 6704.
Right, that's me. I don't know why they have 6704. It's 6702, but they have everything else correct.
All right, and what is the color of the car?
White Chrysler.
What's wrong with the car?
We don't know. It doesn't want to start. It doesn't want to crank over. We don't know what's wrong with it. It seems like something electrical, but we're not sure. We just got the car not that long ago. So really, we just want it towed to our house.
All right. The car can go into neutral?
Yes.
Is that a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's a four-wheel, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And nothing to do with an accident?
No, we didn't have no accident at all.
Do you have the keys?
Yes, I have the keys.
Are you going to be with the car?
It's me and my husband. We're both in the car. We were actually going to help my daughter out, and we got stuck.
And you guys want to ride with the driver to your house?
If possible, yes. Yes, because we're going to leave the car there and have a mechanic go fix it over there at the house. but we need to go back to court.
All right. I'll try to get a driver for you that will allow passengers, but because of the COVID, drivers can, you know, go against
decline.
So.
Right. Okay, no problem. Yeah, we're like completely stuck. Our second car is at home, stuck.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry to hear that. Now, let me know where the car is located.
Okay, I'm on, let me see. Where are we at? What's the address?
The Sonic next to Portland on Lang Street.
Lang?
Lang Road.
On Lang Road? Actually, I see a tow truck driver right here.
Right in the corner of Lang and Cedar.
Right in the corner of Lang and Cedar?
Cedar. What is the city?
Where are we? What city? Portland?
What?
Portland?
Gregory, Portland, Texas. Yes.
Gregory, Portland, Texas.
Do you have the zip code?
Oh, crap, no. No, I don't.
All right, let's try
it. It gave me the option when I called y'all to point where I was at. Did that not pop up either?
I'm going to send a text message to you. Open it, please.
Okay. I haven't got anything yet.
I send it to the 361. To the 6041.
660? What's the code that he sent? Oh, to that phone. Hold on real quick.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to open it, you said? Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
You want me to open the link, right, that you sent me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I just opened it right now.
Hold on, dude. All right, I'll call you back.
It just popped up. Latitude.
Uh-huh. Let me know the numbers.
Okay, on latitude, it says 27.887974. And on longitude, it says 97.315907.
1 second.
He needs an address.
Let me see my phone.
Hold on.
Check it out.
Are you close to a building called Security Service Federal Credit Union?
I'm in the parking lot. Yes,
we're in the parking lot.
All right. And the car is going to the 6702, right?
Right, Everhart Road.
No, 04.
No,
I don't know why they had that there. My address is 6702. I'm going to have to call them and fix it.
All right, 1 second.
Okay.
0402, oh well.
As long as it gets there.
Next door.
I'm like starving at this point.
Oh, let me show. One second, we're going. He's like, just fix the car and get rid of it. We'll go check it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, but we're going to have to put money in it to fix it.
Tiffany, can you let me know how many miles are from where you at to where you're going to your house?
Yeah,
let me look real quick. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Twenty miles.
Yeah. All right. So we have a problem here. your policy only covers $50 of service, all right? So it's not going to be enough for the 20 miles. So probably you are going to be paying some money out of pocket. So what I can do is I'm going to give you a call back with a price, and then you will see if you like the price or not, okay?
Just tell us about it
now. You have to go. You have to call and get a price, right? That's why you can't tell us now.
Exactly. So let me get a driver with a with price, and then I give you a call back. All right.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Very good. I'll be calling you back.